On this special and one episode, I'm going to be explaining to you why you need to start now. Start what, you ask? Whatever it is you delaying. Coming up next on the Third Quarter Podcast. Welcome to the Third Quarter Podcast. I'm your host, Ace, and you know I am blessed by the best, but guess what? So are you, and I am excited for this episode, this and one episode, this special edition episode. The and one episodes are going to be smaller, straight to the point, direct, speaking to your spirit episodes. And we are talking about why you need to start right now. But before we get into this, I need you to start something right now for me. If you have not subscribed, followed, rated, or reviewed at least one of them joints, please, I'm going to give you 10 seconds before I start this episode to take your phone out, review it, rate it, follow, subscribe, whatever the verbiage is on your device. I'm going to give you 10 seconds to do that right now. Thank you so much. And if you're wondering why I want to give you 10 seconds, because I want this to be on the front of your mind. You guys doing this, rating, following, subscribing does so much for the podcast more than you know. Number one, for you, you get notified whenever a new episode drops. But for other people, you get to be a blessing by getting this podcast in front of people that don't know who we are, but we have exactly what they may need right now. So thank you for that. Now, let's get straight into this episode. This is going to be a short, direct, and one. So if you're wondering why this is called and one, in basketball, there's a terminology that is made amongst us hoopers, us ballers, okay? It's called and one. And what that means is whenever you go up for a layup or you go for a shot and you get fouled, when you make the shot, it's called an and one, right? So when you be hooping, or if you go watch people play basketball and they say and one, that means that they got fouled and they made the basket. They about to shoot some free throws and get one free throw. That's why it's called and one. I made this layup and I get one free throw. So for this, the and one is like a shorter, impactful, I'm giving you episodes and another short one, right? I'm giving you 30 minutes of an episode and then I'm going to give you one shorter one that can serve you in the way that it may do for you. And today we're talking about why you need to start now. This is about whatever it is you are delaying, whether it's your business, it's your health, your wellness, your relationship, creating content. I don't know what that delay is for you, but this is your reminder. This episode is specifically for whatever it is that you are delaying for you to do it now. There is no time like now. And I know that that's cliche. I know that we hear that all the time, but damn it, it's true. It is true. There is no time like the present, because one of the things that we do as humans, and I am a victim of this too. I am not special when it comes to this. I am just like you. And that's why I enjoy doing this podcast, because I'm sharing my experiences and my expertise with you. And a huge experience that I had was waiting for the time to be right in whatever endeavor that is, for my health or for starting a business or creating content or asking someone out, whatever the case is, there's always this delegation process in the mind where you're contemplating safety. Because what you have to understand is that your brain is designed to protect you. It doesn't want you to cross that line of discomfort. So if you can imagine an imaginary line, could you imagine an imaginary line? That's a tongue twister. So you have an imaginary line. And let's say you're standing on one side of the line And the other side of the line is discomfort. It's risk-taking. It's doing something that you've never done, trying something that you've always wanted to, but you have no idea how it's going to end up. Maybe someone in your family tried it and it didn't work. Your community tried it and you really don't have a blueprint of success on the other side of that line. It's really just you. And your brain is going to try to keep you from crossing that line because it doesn't want you to experience any type of pain or discomfort. Because remember, your brain doesn't understand the difference between reality and fantasy. It just knows how it affects your body physiologically. So when you're wanting to embark on something and start something that is deep down in your spirit or your soul or your heart that you've always wanted to try, but you're delegating, you're doing the research and you're Googling things and you're asking questions and you're asking people's feedback, because what your brain is doing, it wants you to research as much as possible so you can get more secure with your decision-making. But what's really happening is the more that you're delaying the process of you starting, you are creating a bigger hole for you to get out of, because now the energy that you had at the beginning, which was telling you to start, because you know that there was a point where you felt that there was an urgency, there was a pull for you to begin your health journey, to ask that person out, to start creating content, to start that business, even when you didn't have a full scope or understanding of where it was going or what the next step after starting was. But you do know that moment when it was there. But your mind wants you to read more, research more, and do all these things because it's trying to protect you from the unknown. And I'm here to tell you from personal experience, you want to be in the unknown as much as possible. Now, of course, you don't want to do anything stupid. You don't want to blindly go into things. But if you're really being honest with yourself, you know enough right now to take the first step. And all we're talking about is taking the first step. We're not talking about two. We're not talking about three. We're not talking about five. We're talking about one. And that's one of the reasons why I'm such a huge proponent of giving yourself 30 minutes a day for your health. We all have 30 minutes. Whether you know it or not, whether you want to admit it or not, you have 30 minutes. And you don't have to go to the gym. You don't have to lift weights. It can just be a walk. But starting something is going to be the igniter for you to be and to build consistency. And the reason why you want to start now is because you're putting a brick down. You're not waiting to get a full view of how this wall is supposed to look and where the other bricks are supposed to go. You're starting with one brick. Every building, every home, everything that we have ever come across in our life started with one person laying one thing down first. That's it. Whatever it is you want to accomplish and you want to do and you want to build and you want to create and you want to change, it starts with you taking one step, laying one brick. You may have an idea of how it's going to look, but I promise you along the way, it's going to change. Because as you continue to put one foot in front of the other and practice consistency, your wisdom is going to change. You're going to gain more insight. You're going to gain more creativity. So the way that you feel 10 steps in is going to be different than how you were 10 steps back. But it starts with you taking one step. You know what to do. You have enough resources and resourcefulness to start right now. You don't need another podcast. You don't need to watch another YouTube video. You don't need to read another book. You don't need to text another friend. You don't need another mentorship call. You need to take action. And it doesn't have to be crazy. It doesn't have to be super intense. All you have to do is take one step. Because once you cross that line, and you realize it's not as bad as it once was perceived to be, you now have evidence that you can take a first step. And if you can take a first step, you most certainly can take a second one. But you need to see yourself take the step first. Until you see yourself take the step, it's going to be hard for you to believe that you can take another one. You have to see yourself do the thing first. I can tell you you can do it. I can give you all the encouragement. I can give you the permission to do whatever it is your heart desires. But until you take that step, none of it is going to matter. So I don't know what it is that you want to do that you've been delaying, but this is your moment to take one step today. So my challenge for you in this and one episode is to take one step today. And I mean today. I don't mean think about it, wait till tomorrow, wait till it's convenient. I'm talking about right now. Now, of course, if it involves you not being in your car, wait till you park, you get out, and then you take your step. But you're not waiting another 24 hours. You're doing it now. And I need you to do this without the idea of knowing what's next. You're just taking the step of what you know right now because you know what to do. You know what first step you need to take. You're just concerned about the next steps after, but that's not your job. Your job is to control what you can control right now, which is taking the first step. So my challenge for you in this and one episode, under the sound of my voice, is that before you put your head to your pillow tonight, you're going to take one step. And when you realize it isn't as scary, when you realize you're still breathing and you're still alive, when you realize that you've been waiting and delaying for oh so long, shout out to hip hop, you're going to ask yourself, why did I wait this long? But after you ask yourself that question, I want you to now focus on this moment and moving forward. Yesterday is done. Okay, yeah, you waited 5 years. Yeah, you waited 10 years. Yeah, you waited 20. But we're here now. And we're not going back. And after you take your first step, I want you to celebrate that. I don't want you to look past it like you didn't just accomplish something major, because in your mind, you may think it's insignificant, but in reality, that's groundbreaking, that's world shaking, that's chain breaking, because there's people in your family and there's people in your community that are afraid to take the first step, but they're waiting for the one to show up. And guess who the one is? The one is you. So just because you took one step, that one step can change the world. So don't minimize that one step. Once you take that first step in whatever that endeavor is, your relationships, your health, your finances, your creativity, your business, your content, I don't care. You want to create a podcast? Make an episode. Don't worry about intros. Don't worry about outros. Don't worry about producing. Turn the camera on and go. Turn the recorder on and go. Don't worry about if you have a mic. The resources will come. Use your resourcefulness right now. You got a voice memo on your phone. Pull that out and go. You got GarageBand. Pull it out and go. The more that you say yes to yourself in the moment, the more the resources are going to show up. That's just how God works. But it starts with you taking the step first. So after this episode is finished, which is going to be in the next 30 seconds, after you review, you rate, and you follow and subscribe, the next thing you're going to do is take that step. Because after you take that first one, you know you can do the second one. I want to thank you for listening to this and one episode of the Third Quarter Podcast, why you need to start right now, because there's no time like the present, and the present is right now. I love you so much. Be safe, be blessed. I can't wait to hear all the testimonials of you taking your first step. Follow us on social media, Third Quarter Podcast. Follow me. I am Coach Ace. I love you so much. Be safe, be blessed, and thank you again for listening to the Third Quarter Podcast.